you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. It's a couple minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A couple minutes after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the fun place where all the cool kids hang out, crabdiving.com. However you are taking us in, wherever, whenever, et cetera, we appreciate the hell out of it. Thanks for joining us. Going to be here for the next couple of hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome to the Crab Diving Podcast.
Welcome. Welcome to Fantasy Island.
The plane.
Yeah, there's a...
That guy's dead.
Sometime we'll have a reference to a show from the 2000s, maybe.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
Tweet us during the show if you like, ladies and gentlemen. If you're listening live on this lovely Thursday,
twat us,
18th of August, between 2 and 4 p.m. Pacific. We're live right now, and
you can
tweet us at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. Or you can scurry over to our Facebook page. And leave us a message there, facebook.com/crabdiving. All kinds of warm, fuzzy people there and few angry liberals.
Whatever. Take time to like a post. Share it with your friends.
That's right.
It's really these, that one dude, I won't mention his name, but he's always a negative Nancy about certain things. And whenever you mention anything, like really, like I put up a story that alleged child rape thing with Trump.
Yes.
And it's always, but what about Hillary? What the fuck is that?
John. I know who you're talking about. What about itis?
Jesus, he's dude.
Definite what about itis on that guy where you could put anything Trump did and it's always like, oh yeah, well, what about Hillary?
I mean, it's an alleged child rape case against the guy running for president.
He's got spectacular Obama derangement syndrome.
Oh, yes.
Which is now miraculously transferring over to Hillary derangement syndrome.
Oh, shit.
Because he hasn't started yet, but I'm sure he'll be throwing out all kinds of stuff about how feeble and ill she obviously is. Oh. And all of us libtards are just trying to cover up the fact that she's a doddering old half in the grave.
Yes.
Sickly old woman.
Totally. You know,
brain damage.
Oh, right.
And syphilis.
Right. Me as well, because sometimes I like when I'm sitting to use a pillow because it's comfortable. Oh. I like that. Sometimes I'll use a pillow. Like I'll put a pillow behind my back, or maybe if I'm watching TV, I might use a
throw pillow. Well, you can't be president.
Pillow.
You're unqualified.
Oh, and I coughed the other day. There's that.
I put my feet up sometimes sitting here at the crab diving station up on a stool because I sit so long.
Oh, you're dying.
I must be unqualified for president of the United States of America.
Kate, administer mouth to mouth.
Ooh.
I don't know.
I've seen where her mouth has been recently. I don't. She eats her own shit sometimes.
And whatever's laying on the
ground. You don't get to her, yeah.
You know, one time we were walking her and I remember there was a part of a cookie just laying on the sidewalk in the middle of Koreatown. And she put it in her mouth.
Yeah, what else would you do?
Ignore it.
Insert it rectally?
Now that you mention it.
Yeah, maybe. There's all kinds of shit going on in the world, of course, in the world of politics and Trump land, et cetera, et cetera. Yesterday, I don't know. I'm still kind of reeling, to be honest with you, from everything that happened yesterday, because every indicator was that, you know, Trump was supposed to calm down and become human and stop saying racist, xenophobic, moronic shit.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden a bomb goes off in the Trump campaign, and now he hires the Breitbart guy. And oh my God, yesterday people were former employees of this Breitbart dude. And, and you know that we've played clips of him before and talked about him, that loathsome little skunk vart.
I mean,
not that a skunk's vagina is any smellier than what. Anyway,
right.
The Ben Shapiro, remember he used to be like one of the editors over at Breitbart.
Just a
vile little man, bro, lunatic, right wing, alt right, nut job, and
a total toolbox.
He ended up leaving. Getting in a snit and leaving because he was one of the, I guess there's some integrity somewhere.
Bullshit.
But when Corey Lewandowski grabbed that Breitbart reporter.
Yeah, I remember that.
And
that was crazy.
Yeah, and this Bannon dude, the CEO, Poobah over at Breitbart, and the paper didn't stick behind her. Like, they didn't back up their reporter. They basically were like, well, you know, maybe she's making it up. So Shapiro and a few other reporters over there were like, that's it. We're out of here. If you're not going to back your reporters up on something that happened, you can see it on the tape where he grabs her.
It was a Breitbart reporter. I mean, can't all these loony right-wing nut jobs just get along?
And I mean, Breitbart has all along been raking its tongue over the orange bunghole of Trump. Yes.
Please.
And they, like, why would somebody from Breitbart make that up? You know, it wasn't a HuffPo. It wasn't some mincing lib from Right Wing Watch.
It doesn't make any sense.
Right. But this, some of these employees yesterday, or Ben Shapiro was all over TV yesterday shitting on this Bannon guy because just of what a horrible, vile creature is. Another former...
How is Ben Shapiro any different than Bannon?
Another former... somebody who worked over at Breitbart yesterday said, if the people who are still on the Trump campaign were uncomfortable with the brotastic cussing and yelling at people of Corey Lewandowski, they're going to be longing for those days with this new guy. Because this new guy... all he does is scream and yell and rage at
his
employees.
Don't know that. We give him a chance. Hey, listen, man, don't judge the guy until he does something. What's his track record?
Yeah, screaming and yelling at his employees and printing such giant scandals as the prayer rug.
Oh, God damn it.
Or they had Bill Kristol, who, you know, we've always considered a carbuncle on a cancerous nut he's a hyena.
Goose stepping dick. He's horrible. Wild, right?
Yeah. And just a right-wing nut job who never found a war he didn't want us to get into.
No, he loves it. As long as he doesn't have to fight it, right?
Still an apologist for Bush and Cheney and Rummy and that ridiculous war. He still thinks, well, Saddam had obviously had weapons of mass destruction.
Is he mentally ill?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, and then I found out this morning, I didn't even know that, part of his bio is that he was the chief of staff for Dan Quayle.
Bill Kristol.
Yes. Dan Quayle.
Well, I mean, shit, dude. I mean, somebody's got to be his chief of staff, right? I mean, that's a job. That's a good job. God. What the hell did he do all day? I mean, what is Dan...
Spell check.
No, he doesn't.
Well, that's because he did that out loud.
Potato. Oh,
right.
Yeah.
That was out loud.
I would never spell out loud.
That was so horrible.
Well.
He corrected somebody the wrong way. Like, you spelled potato wrong. You forgot the E.
Hey, listen. Typical liberal bullshit. Sitting around correcting people based off facts and how to spell potato.
But Bill Kristol was on this morning. And they were talking about this Breitbart thing. And his latest run-in with Breitbart was they published a column that had the headline, Bill Kristol, I don't even remember what the first part was, and renegade Jew.
Renegade Jew?
Yeah.
Good Christ.
So that tells you the tone and the theme of what's going on over at the Breitbart. And God, there's, you know, all over today, even there were people are like, don't, let's not forget, just because he had a grabber and dropped dead, let's not forget really what a heinous ass nibble.
What is that? That sounds like a weird, like, dog treat or something.
An ass nibble. That Andrew Breitbart was.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was batshit.
He's a dickhead.
Almost Alex Jonesian level, if not Alex Jonesian
what
level.
What does it say about... Listen, Trump could have picked a lot of people to run his campaign that didn't come with such baggage. I mean, do you call it baggage?
Well, right.
I don't know.
It was titled Bill Kristol, Republican Spoiler, Renegade Jew.
Jeez.
That was in May.
And that's what Bannon wrote.
But it was written, by David Horowitz.
Okay.
So they think he gets a pass because he's a member of the tribe. Therefore, he can say Renegade Jew.
Was there irony to the title?
I'm not going to read that. I've got it open in front of me. I didn't read this drivel on Breitbart. It's bad enough I'm here on the fucking website.
I mean, you know, at least it gets Breitbart some press, this pick, I guess. Is that the whole idea? Or why the fuck would he pick the guy from Breitbart to run his fucking campaign? I can't figure it out.
The big headline right now on Breitbart.com, hacked memo, George Soros lobbied Obama to accept 100,000 refugees per year.
Oh, shit.
And succeeded.
Okay.
Wow, they touched a few hot buttons, right? A few raging clits of anger from the white, right? They found those little men in the boat.
That was my band in high school. Clits of anger. Yeah. Listen.
But they got George Soros, Obama, and refugees in the same headline.
Okay, let's entertain this for a second. What's in it for George Soros to let 100,000 refugees in our country every year? Why would the motive be?
Destabilize.
Yes.
The country and turn it into a socialist hellscape.
Oh, okay.
With George Soros apparently somehow electing himself emperor
of the socialist hellscape. Okay. Sure, that's good enough for me.
How's that?
Perfect.
I have no idea. I'm speculating, but I'll bet I'm pretty spot on.
What the fuck would be wrong with a socialist hellscape? What would that look like? Free healthcare?
Would it be?
College?
Yeah. And then they'll say, well, look at Russia. Look at those weren't real socialist societies.
Yeah.
They were, right now, Russia's an oligarchy. But, I mean, even in the Soviet days, it was a totalitarian regime. It wasn't
socialism,
warm and fuzzy
right?
Socialism, yeah. And we want democratic socialism. We don't want communistic socialism. We don't want...
That's what Bernie wants.
Totalitarian socialism.
What does Bernie want? Totalitarian?
No, democratic socialism, where we all kind of vote on that shit.
Okay.
But we're also spreading it around.
Sure.
You know, especially this money, making money for money. It's beyond ridiculous that we're not taxing these Wall Street transactions.
Why wouldn't we be doing that?
Billions of dollars could come in. Nobody's everyday life is going to change.
God damn it,
nothing's going to change.
Is Hillary going to do that when she's elected? If she happens to be Donald and his team from Breitbart? He doesn't want to be president.
I mean, this is really, truly amazing because now, I mean, it's really Donald. I'm going to bring out the meme that I did for Donald from 300.
Meme.
Because that's what it's turning into. It's like they don't care. They're turning off Bruce Bannon,
right?
And they're just letting the Hulk rage. It's going to be crazy. I can't imagine what the debate, if they get to it, but what the debate's going to be like. He's going to be like, "You stupid old broad." You know, I mean, who the hell knows what he's going to say?
Is he going to address her as Crooked Hillary to her face? Or will he call her Madam Secretary? Because aren't you supposed...
He'll say Crooked Hillary.
But you're supposed to say Madam Secretary, right? He doesn't give a fuck.
it's just he's going down. I mean, it's almost as if he knows he's going down, and
he's like, "Fuck it."
Some of the theories are, well, this he's kind of assembling his money. He's shaking his moneymaker, and knowing now that there's no way in hell he's going to win, he's using the megaphone now that he's got to assemble the white masses best they can for whatever he's going to do after this. Whatever
Please
he's going to start
don't
his own
do that.
Trump channel, probably, or
oh yeah, Trump TV.
Maybe he'll buy the Ark Encounter and into the Trump Ark Encounter.
Right. Well, you said he would. There'd be a musical on Broadway. Trump.
I wouldn't surprise me.
Listen, I wanted to correct something. Yesterday, I said...
crab diving correction!
Go fuck yourself!
Errata!
The, Twill! It's Bruce Banner. That's the name of
Bannon.
The Hulk's identity. Bruce
Banner. Well, we were doing stories about Steve Bannon.
Oh, okay.
Who's the Breitbart guy, so that's where we got confused.
I said it was David Bannon.
Oh, we get
it's
some...
Not even David,
did we get
Bruce.
Some hate tweets from some Marvel fans?
No, it's just...
Or DC?
No,
is it DC or Marvel? Now we're going to get more.
It's Marvel.
It's Marvel, you faggot.
I even know it's Marvel. You know it's Marvel.
Sometimes I get mixed up.
When I grew up, I got this...
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Sorry, George Bush interrupted you.
Oh, no,
you were talking about a game when you were a kid or something?
Yeah. Oh, it was a puzzle. I had a puzzle with all the Marvel superhero characters, so I know who's in Marvel.
Oh, there
you
go.
And I know who the fuck is in DC Comics.
You as an
shove those emails up your
ass. Unchallengeable expert.
These fucking nerds. I know lots.
You know, I recently stumbled upon the video of that Fool Me Once, or the... Fool Me Once video of Bush. He's not joking. Like, he gets angry. He looks angry when he's doing it. Like, he's pissed off that he can't remember what the fucking saying is, so he just goes, you fool me, you can't get fooled again.
Well, he got mad, man. He thought it would be a great... He thought he had a great fucking line, and he fucked it up.
Yeah, I mean, you can see the frustration.
He's upset with himself.
It's not like him joking around.
No.
Well...
God damn it. You know what, man? I was just being...
Alec Baldwin?
His children being yelled at. When someone says something to... Not only, you're a rude, thoughtless little pig, period. Okay? It's like, that okay, he wants you to understand you're a pig.
And agree.
And agree.
Right.
He's going to call you a pig, and he expects to be yes-anded.
Somehow I'm thinking that this... message was not a shocker to the rude, thoughtless little pig.
No,
or
not
to
at
the
all.
Mother.
Not at all.
I have a feeling this kind of discourse possibly happens more frequently than one would expect
and
in the Baldwin household.
The way he says rude too. I mean, he really not. You are a rude. It's like a diphthong. There's like four syllables. Rude. Rude.
It's like a Mammoth scene.
Damn. Well, he does. He did David Mamet.
Yeah,
he
right.
was in,
he's great at Mamet. Glengarry.
Glengarry Glen Ross.
Right. That would be a fun play to do. Let's see what's going on in the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, August 18th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
Yeah. Me too,
oh,
Donald.
Oh, shit. That is my second favorite Trump quote. And the other one you said is so fucking hard to find. We're going down the tubers.
Yeah.
That's the best one. That's the fucking best one.
What was that? I don't even remember what that was for.
It was about a newspaper. Somebody said something shitty about him, and he told them the newspaper was going down the tubers. It's insane.
There was an article. It's really funny because people are just trying everything to get under his orange skin. And I saw an article at some comic lib angry libtard website that is basically saying, if you look at Trump, he's kind of a mincing fop. Yet on the right, he's got they close their eyes and they see a big monumental set of brass balls,
a big orange cock,
right? Like, right. like he's the epitome of masculinity.
Ugh.
But you look at him, you look at his mannerisms, you look at he spray tans. He spray tans.
Yeah, he has no balls. You know, it's funny. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
But it's just all the way he talks.
Yes,
that you know he's kind of a little foppish.
Would you call him a dandy?
So how is he this epitome of masculinity? How did John Wayne turn into Donald Trump?
You know that that story. It's on the Facebook page on Crab Diving, facebook.com/crabdiving. The statue of in New York of the naked Donald Trump.
Yes.
I mean,
it's amazing. There's several of them. You see that? They mold. Did you watch the video at all?
Oh, there's a bunch of them.
They molded them, yeah.
You know, he doesn't have any balls.
That's the point.
Right.
Yeah. The ballless leader. Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah. He doesn't have any fucking balls.
It's pretty grossly photorealistic, right? I mean, the face looks like it's art, but the body is creepily big, doughy, realistic.
I was going to say, I thought they were...
You thought they were kind?
I thought they were generous.
What, with the dick? The dick is a little, button.
Oh. Like, the whole dick thing is wild. It's very strange.
Right.
I'm just saying, the face, it looks like the jawline is a little too pronounced.
You think he should have a weaker jaw?
Yeah. And he's large. He looks larger than I would think. I mean, not in the cock. The cock thing is kind of fucked up. They had the picture of some lady cupping his dick, and it was just so strange.
Really? I've never seen that one.
I don't know what to think about that. It's just weird.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
A fate.
Huffington Post.
Fuck you, boy.
It says, freedom of the press, asterisk, as long as you don't make a billionaire angry.
Ooh.
And the story leads to Gawker Media.
Fuck you.
Gawker.com.
Oh, yes.
Apparently is going to be no more.
Why,
It will be shutting down after 14 years of operation. It was announced today. Univision.
Oui, oui.
The broadcaster, the Espanol broadcaster and publisher, purchased it for $135 million. Gawker Media.
It's a fucking website.
Stable of sites. They had a few sites.
Okay. Got $100 million?
In a bankruptcy auction. Gawker.com, they said, apparently doesn't fit into Univision's plans because they apparently will continue to operate Gizmodo, Deadspin, Jezebel, Kotaku, Life Hacker, and Jalopnik. These are six of the sites that were under the
Jalopnik,
the Gawker banner.
Why can't somebody? I don't understand. Why don't they just keep their site? Gawker, big deal. It's a website. Throw stories up on it. It's strange.
Huge, though. So now the staff is not sure what's going on. Some of these people that are working for Gawker.com, if it's going away, I think it's not good news.
No, not at all.
But the story is that the reason Gawker is gone under is because it was hit. It's been forced into bankruptcy because of the lawsuit from Hulk Hogan that was financed by Peter Thiel, and that's the whole point of the headline here at the HuffPo is that the press is free as long as you don't piss off a billionaire who will then bankroll dozens of apparent. Maybe not dozens, but he said he bankrolled several attempted lawsuits against Gawker.
Right. Well, and honestly, Hulk Hogan, he always takes you down. He's done that for years.
You're right.
He's done it for years on the wrestling mat. Now he does it outside the ring. Bam.
Gawker argued that publishing a snippet of a sex tape that featured Terry Bollea, also known as Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
Gawker argued it was protected under the First Amendment. Florida jury.
Okay, guys.
Sided with the Hulk.
Of course they did. He's a fucking god down there. He's Hulk Hogan.
It says, now that they're gone today, Hulk Hogan tweeted, they messed with the wrong guy, bro. They messed with the wrong guy, brother.
Oh, shit, man. Hey, listen, and no offense to anybody that's into the thing.
But they didn't mess with him. They messed with
culture.
Peter Thiel.
Yeah. Right. Is it that an unlikely couple, an unlikely pairing? The Hulkster?
He didn't care. Thiel just cared that he was on a vendetta against Gawker because they had publicly outed him years ago. Not cool. I agree.
No, not cool.
But then to go on and I don't know, God, some weird billionaire event. How creepy is it? He used the United States judicial system repeatedly to bring down somebody that hurt his fifis.
You know,
and that's kind of creepy.
It is. I mean, I would like to think had I been in Peter Thiel's situation, I wouldn't have done that. But, you know. I mean, it's revenge, man. That feels fucking good.
Well, this is where the whole system needs rehaul overhaul. I mean, because the there's no way that it should be this costly.
But like, you shouldn't like, out
no
people
way
like that, right?
That some poor kid beaten and dragged in for having weed in the middle of Mississippi.
Yes.
Can't afford a public defender. And Mississippi, because they've fucked their budget because they're Republicans
from behind
are now there's such a glut for public defenders. Same thing in Louisiana and some other states that people are not getting their free public defenders. They're just not getting them.
Oh, that's unacceptable.
Or you sit in jail for months and months for something that you would be in jail for less for.
That is insane.
Right. Because they can't afford to get out. They can't afford to pay bail.
But Peter Thiel can do whatever the fuck he wants. He treats the justice system like his fucking toy.
Exactly. So there is not equal protection under the law by any stretch of the imagination in this country right now.
Right.
If you're rich, you get away with everything. If you're some rich asshole who's scrabbled out of a rich white snatch, then you can rape somebody at college and get a little slap on the wrist for it because we don't want to ruin your life. But again, some black kid who runs away because he's scared of the cops. Let's toss him in the back of the paddy wagon and oops, he snapped his neck. Bummer.
Right. Nobody gets fired.
It's fucked up.
Right.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo is that Peter Thiel succeeded in wielding his billions to take out Gawker.com.
Could you imagine? Do you think Peter Thiel reached out to the Hulkster? Or he must have at some point.
Well, yeah. Probably offered to finance his. When they released the video, and Hulk probably said, I'm going to sue, Peter Thiel probably said, get me in touch with the Hulk. I'll finance.
You think Hulk Hogan gets an email or a call from Peter Thiel and is immediately like, who the fuck is this?
Oh, yeah, probably.
He didn't know who the fuck he was. Oh, man.
So that's the headline over the HuffPo. Let's see what the other side is not thinking.
Ugh.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Eat my dick.
No, brother.
Brother.
Obama admin admits Iran cash ransom.
Oh, I knew it. I told you. That was a payoff.
And says there's a video.
Your logical explanation, that I think we covered this a couple of weeks ago, doesn't make sense to this person.
State Department admitted Thursday the U.S. would not hand over $400 million to cash in Iran until it released four American hostages, 2 weeks after the president insisted the payment was not a ransom. State Department spokesman John Kirby was asked at a press briefing, in basic English, you're saying you wouldn't give them the $400 million until the prisoners were released, correct? Kirby replied, correct. Now they're saying, but Obama said we don't pay ransom.
It's not ransom. It's as if it doesn't fucking matter, dude. It doesn't matter.
I mean, the entire deal, this was not part of the entire deal. It wasn't. We're going to give you $400 million in exchange for our prisoners being released. It was part of a big giant deal that included the release of prisoners and the release of their money.
They unfroze
the
money,
$400 million. Yeah, partial. That's not even all of it. They get more payments. It's one point something billion that Obama told us all about.
I mean, it
was part of the whole deal. If they hadn't released the hostages, maybe the whole deal might have been scuttled. So why don't they say the nuclear deal is also a ransom? It's just stupid. It's just not true.
It's not even splitting hairs. I mean, it's not accurate to call that a ransom payment, right?
Not when it's part of a bigger deal. And if they break any part of the deal, then that doesn't happen. You know what I mean? I think I know what you mean. They weren't going to get the $400 million regardless.
I know what you mean. And lots of other people know what you mean. But there's some people out there
on the Drudge Report.
Like that fucking...
Of course.
Yeah. Ooh. That video you showed me from that, wherever that was, that redneck rally where we got to hear that.
No, I'm not even going to play that. But No.
All the little Trumplos talking to each other on their CBs.
Yeah, go to facebook.com/crabdiving. There was a Trumplo rally. Big giant trucks.
Oh, my God.
A lot of American flags. Large number of Confederate flags.
And also that other flag with the snake on it.
The Gadsden flag.
Don't tread on me, kinky.
Over at our Facebook page, we have the story. But you can hear somebody was monitoring the CB. Meanwhile, people still use CBs.
Oh, yeah. They love it, I guess. Why the fuck? I know. I don't get it.
Apparently, there was a CB channel.
Well,
it's
like if you're on the same channel, a bunch of people can chat at once. You know what I mean? So maybe that's a difference between like being on a cell phone.
I guess. Like a group chat or something.
And there's no usage, right? It's just airwaves.
Right. So they don't have to be connected to Wi-Fi or anything like that.
Right, you don't even need service. You just need the hardware, I guess.
But this was, and it was in Massachusetts. I mean, you would think.
I know.
That it was in the middle of Alabama.
I thought you were going to say this is in Mobile.
Convoy of Trump acolytes traveled in convoy from Wrentham to Foxborough, Massachusetts.
Fuck you.
Some rally. I don't even know what the fuck it was. Make America Great Again convoy. And some of the things they were saying were let's lynch the N-words by their dicks.
Sure.
Burn every single N-word. All I know is we got plenty of trees to hang N-words from.
God, we're so enlightened. Ugh. But those people...
If you want to hear that shit, go over to our Facebook page, play that video. You're going to hear some nasty language and some heinous racists.
Do you think those guys are going to understand the difference between this money for Iran not being a ransom? And they're going to get that...
Stop it, understand.
Right, they're not going to understand
anything.
So stupid.
They're the real Americans.
We're the real Americans. Oy, they're real dumb Americans.
So fucking gross.
Guys, if you guys were fucking smart, you would shut up and you would let the smarter people in this country take the lead and do shit for you. But it's just not who you are.
Yeah. I've got here. What can we talk about? There's a poll done recently. And in the sovereign, wonderful, beautiful, lovely state of Texas.
Eat my dick.
Don't mess with Texas.
Nobody wants to, okay?
For the latest presidential poll, there were some interesting things.
Okay.
One of the interesting, this is a PPP poll.
Oh, yes.
Which is the public policy polling, which usually include funny questions some point or another, like, do you like Congress better than pediatric AIDS? Sure. Those kind of questions.
No.
In the PPP poll that was released, this is the one that showed that Trump leads by only 6 points in Texas. Which is
Texas.
Incredible.
Right. Is it true that in that poll they couldn't find one black person that was going to vote for the Donald?
Yeah, 0%.
Is it really?
That was in Pennsylvania. That was a different poll.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
But there was a similar, there were two different polls done that both came up with the same result, that no black person anywhere near Pennsylvania is going to vote for Trump.
Sorry, Donald.
In Texas,
fuck you.
Obama approval rating.
Yes.
And this actually surprised me. Nationally, he's up 54, something like that. I mean, it's a great approval rating.
Right.
Think about that. Think of the state of the country and all the knuckle-dragging dickwipes in this country who loathe Obama, yet he still is at 54%.
Right.
Really, if we didn't have this just the giant dick statues in yes. Congress that were nothing but obstructionists.
Who knows
what he would have been able to accomplish. I mean, I think he's going to go down in history as a really good one.
Absolutely.
But if it weren't for these twunts, he might have been incredible, amazing president, gotten tons of shit done.
Instead, we got Mitch the bitch.
Right.
Sitting there. Yeah.
At the expense of the country.
Yeah, fuck it.
He's at 42% approval.
In Texas. Good God.
I think that's amazing.
I do too. I've been to Texas. It's nothing but four-story crosses and racists. No offense. I mean, obviously, that's not true. There's some enlightened people there.
They do dislike Hillary more than they do in Trump. Her unfavorables are 59% in Texas. His are 53%. The candidates for president are Hillary Clinton, Trump, Libertarian Gary Johnson, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Independent Evan McMullen. If the election was today, who would you vote for?
I would vote for Evan. Fuck is that? I've never even heard of that guy.
I think it was very generous to put Evan McMullen. Evan McMullen is the guy who the Bill Kristol crowd has come up with.
No, thank you.
As a sane alternative to Donald J.
Why doesn't Bill Kristol just run? I didn't know he had experience. I mean, he was a chief of staff for What's-His-Face.
So I don't know what's going on. They think he might. I think he's from Utah, and they think he might he might pull some votes in Utah. But Trump's right. already losing bigly in Utah,
which is amazing.
Anyway, so Hillary Clinton 38%, Donald Trump 44%. So wow. Trump is only up by 6, which we said.
Okay,
but the Gary Johnson at 6, Jill Stein at 2%. Evan McMullen at 0.0 because nobody knows who the fuck he is. 10% undecided. If it was just between Clinton and Trump, we have Trump up also by 6. So that kind of shows you that the third party ain't making that huge of a dent.
No.
Right?
At least not in Texas.
Now, this is Texas, this next question. Let's remind ourselves. Who would you rather was president?
Chuck Norris.
Donald Trump
okay.
or Barack Obama?
Well, it's got to be Trump, right?
46% Obama, 48% Trump. It's only a 2% difference.
Damn.
In Texas. Do you think Trump should release his tax returns? 64% of Texans say yes, release their tax returns.
Right. Fuck yeah, dude.
Should he participate in the debates as scheduled? And 77% say, yes, he should participate in the debates as scheduled. Question 9. Would you support or oppose Texas seceding from the United States?
No, come on.
26% support.
God, that is
so dumb.
That's so many people, man.
So, so dumb.
Well, we should ask follow-up questions to that group. Because, like, okay, they want to secede.
Here's a follow-up.
Okay.
Would you support or oppose Texas seceding if Hillary Clinton is elected president and it goes up to 40%?
Oh, shut up. Are you kidding me?
No.
So wait a second. I mean, what a weird state. Barely the majority of people in Texas want the Republican nominee to be president.
Yes.
But then a good amount of those people, if she is elected, they want to walk away from the country.
Well, it's about the same amount. Right. I mean, if Trump is polling at 50 in a two-way race, then let's say, you know, and 40% are saying that if Hillary wins, that probably that just means that that shows you how crazy, batshit crazy the voters in Texas who are pro-Trump are. Because 40% of them are like, we want out if that woman gets in the Oval Office.
I mean, I bet a lot of people that would vote for Trump, they have extreme views like this. Because, I mean, he says loony,
right,
insane, racist things. So I guess I get that. But it's fucking nuts.
Now we're getting fun.
Oh, okay.
Question 11. No, there's two things we have to explain. Do you remember who Harambe is?
No.
Harambe is the gorilla that...
Oh, yeah.
The kid fell into the gorilla enclosure.
And they shot him.
And they shot and killed him. Typical police.
Where the fuck is this this poll going? This is insane.
And do you also recall the from the primaries?
Okay.
There was an independent candidate on a couple of the ballots by the name of D's Nuts.
Yes. Oh, I remember D's Nuts.
Question 11. If the candidates for president were Democrat Hillary Clinton, Republican Donald Trump, independent D's Nuts.
D's Nuts 2016.
And independent Harambe. Who would you vote for?
Oh, shit.
Clinton 38, Donald Trump 47.
Okay.
D's Nuts 3%.
Oh, not bad.
And Harambe 2.
Oh, D's Nuts edging out the gorilla.
But when you factor in Gary Johnson or Jill Stein got 3%. So D's Nuts is ranking higher in Texas,
right,
than Jill Stein.
And Jill Stein's only edging out Harambe by 1%. Technically, both those candidates don't exist.
Right.
Harambe's dead, and D's Nuts is... Is D's Nuts an actual person, or is it just D's Nuts?
I think there was a person, but name? I don't know.
Okay. D's Nuts only exists in name. Sad.
If Hillary Clinton is elected president, do you think it will be because more people voted for her, or because the election results are rigged?
It's rigged! Obama!
Shockingly, Texas says 59% think it's because more voted for her. Only 39% say that it was rigged for her.
Only. But you know what's crazy, dude? It's like we have all this evidence that voter fraud in America is minimal, non-existent even. But you're telling me 39%, is that the number?
Mm-hmm.
We'd believe that if she took the state.
It's rigged.
That makes you feel kind of hopeless.
This is a total troll question coming up.
Okay.
Do you think Acorn will steal the election for Hillary Clinton or not? If you're not aware... Acorn was the political organization.
Oh, yeah,
That there were shenanigans. They were accused of voter shenanigans.
Sure.
It doesn't exist anymore, and it hasn't existed for like two or three elections.
All right.
Doesn't exist anymore.
It's been a while.
So, dear Texas,
okay,
do you think Acorn will steal the election for Hillary Clinton or not? Still...
Yeah.
24% said that's going to steal the election for Clinton.
Well, you know what? If you told them, well, Acorn doesn't exist anymore, and they would say, well, it secretly does. Because that's their answer to everything. Like, if you debunk anything that these people really believe in, they don't have the ability to say, okay, well, maybe I'm wrong. I'll change my opinion. I mean, I think it's a sign of...
They have not sure as a selection.
Right. Why don't you pick not sure then if you don't know?
Which 36% did, which is... I mean, there's a little hope there.
A little. That's a tiny bit of hope.
39% said they won't steal the election for Clinton. I'm assuming they think they know that because it doesn't exist, it won't be stealing anything.
Right.
A terrifying number. Do you think Barack Obama founded ISIS or not?
Oh, come on.
22% say Obama founded ISIS.
Yes, of course he did.
But then again, we have to get into definitions. You know, most people were saying that it's figurative that Obama, by pulling the big cock of freedom out of the Middle East, that he left the door open for ISIS to take over. And therefore, he, quote, founded ISIS, even though they started before his administration.
But pulling out the big cock of freedom, you're discounting slipping in the big cock of freedom.
Well, and also the pulling out of the big cock of freedom was negotiated under GW.
Right.
And let's not forget one little tiny detail.
Yes.
They wanted us out.
Right. They didn't.
Obama. Do you remember the Obama administration offered to leave more troops? Said we should leave more troops.
And the Iraqis
were like, get the fuck out. We don't want you here. You fucked up our country. Get out.
But Obama left in the big cock of freedom for a little while as well. I mean,
as much as he could.
Yeah. Maybe the big cock of freedom should be called something else. It's not a lot of freedom coming out of that sausage.
In Texas, how would you describe yourself? Very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Fuck you.
God, 30% say they're moderate.
Well, what world do they live in?
13% say somewhat liberal.
Fuck off.
9% very liberal.
Oh.
29% somewhat conservative and 19% very conservative. That's one out of five.
Damn.
Identify as very conservative.
What a fun fucking state. Those people want to throw rocks at gay people. That's who they are, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How ridiculous.
So that's about it. I've just got some other just regular general stats and stuff like that. Favorability, unfavorability.
Oh, shit. Oh, by the way, a birthday shout out to the voice of Crab Diving, Kelly.
Oh, that's right. Kelly the Voice, who you hear at the beginning and end of the show. Follow her on the Twitter at Kelly Incognita. One word. And happy birthday, Kelly.
Happy birthday, Kelly. She's probably out hiking today
or something. Climbing a mountain or something. Right. That's the PPP poll.
Right. That's interesting.
That the Green Party is in Texas is losing or is tied with the dead gorilla and losing to D is nuts.
Nobody wants to read that headline, you know?
Yeah, losing to a dead gorilla.
You're neck and neck with a gorilla that's a fertilizer.
I've also got a little bit of news here talking about this. The news of Donald Trump shaking up the campaign staff. Yes. And
you got to change it up every now and then to bring some nuance, different perspective into the group.
And you don't do it when you're winning. That's just another thing. A lot of these people are saying,
Yeah.
Ringing in on the state of the election.
Hello.
We haven't heard from him for a few days. But now as I find this stupid...
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
Rodeo clown. Glenn Beck of the Blaze sitting in the Oval Office over at the Blaze, replica of the White House Oval Office.
You would call him foppish now.
I think Glenn must have a new book out. Oh, yeah, dandy. I think Glenn must have a new book out because there are books standing up that say it's Glenn Beck Liars.
Oh, shit.
Is the name of the book, and they're standing up all over the place in the Oval Office in every camera shot.
God, listen, if you want to buy any of Glenn Beck's books, please go to Amazon.com, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Right, go through our Amazon hole. It doesn't cost you anything, but we get a little nibble, a little taste, a little kickback. Helps us out here with screaming liberal media.
Fuck you, pay me.
Glenn Beck over at the Blaze, hot off the presses yesterday.
Yes.
Sitting in the Oval Office, talking to Stu and Pat.
Oh, my God. His buddies.
About what's going on in the state of politics on the other side and the hiring of this Bannon guy from Breitbart.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what this cabal of lunacy has to say.
You know, it's quite amazing. There is a hall pass for the next 48 hours for all Republicans. Anybody who is on the bandwagon... Donald Trump has just given you the greatest gift and a warning. It's going to get ugly.
What?
Trump said that, right? He said that yesterday. Yeah, it's going to get ugly.
And now is the time to jump ship. Now is the time to separate yourself. And if you don't, you are going to regret it. Look at the people that he has surrounded himself with. Roger Stone, Nixon, Hatchet Man. Roger Ailes, Nixon, and quite frankly, a very effective hatchet man.
I think he means himself there, because right. he was unceremoniously dumped from Fox right after he was just going too batshit crazy.
Did Roger Ailes work for Nixon?
Yeah, he was Nixon's communications dude.
Okay.
He wanted to start a state-run Republican state-run.
Oh, perfect.
New news bureau.
The Crab Diving Podcast, live from a gulag.
How creepy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
He wanted the state media.
Not good.
And then he got it.
Right.
A few years later, when Rupert Murdoch handed him a few $1 billion to play with.
That's totally terrifying and shit.
What's his name?
Stephen Bannon.
Stephen Bannon. Absolute dangerous hatchet man. Donald Trump. Hatchet man. Mm-hmm. The people in the campaign now are saying Donald Trump is going to be free to run it his way. We know that he feels he was running a better campaign when he was going after little Marco and he was being, you know, Mr. National Enquirer conspiracy guy.
Jeez.
This is the pot calling the kettle black. This is amazing. I mean, he's never been a Trump guy from the beginning. He was sucking on the nipple of right. Ted Cruz well, the whole
Glenn,
time.
Glenn's a big God guy, and I think Trump's lack of religious, he just hasn't seen that religion. I think it probably puts him off.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. National Enquirer conspiracy guy, you're going to see things in the next 82 days that will make you go, you gotta be kidding me.
It'll make today look like a mundane day.
I think it's going to be a bloodbath. I think it's going to be.
I kind of agree.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm delighted.
Oh, me too.
Because he's going to go down in flames.
Bring it on, man.
And take the GOP with him. That's what we're all hoping for.
What is coming will be an absolute bloodbath, because these guys do not take prisoners.
I'm sorry.
If you are not with them, they will destroy you. And if you deviate from their path at all, they will destroy you.
There you go. A little bit of that's over at Right Wing Watch.
God damn it, man. We should get a...
They will destroy you.
We should put a little segment together where it's just all just back to back, Glenn Beck, making these dire predictions with these dramatic, you know.
No chalkboard, though.
Oh,
but,
God. Is there going to be a humbling? Is a humbling coming?
Gift.
Oops.
Remember when he said he was predicting a great humbling and America should brace itself
for
it?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
God, damn, this guy's so dramatic.
On your
the
knees,
time.
Prepared to be humbled.
That's what he does. He's a big predictor of the apocalypse.
Black button down, unbuttoned, okay. And khaki pants. It's kind of cash.
Khaki. You know, Glenn, I don't know. I don't know if you have the torso for khakis. It's just my opinion.
You think he's a little
round.
A little Weeble-like?
I would try some navy blue cords. Just me.
Black. The black shirt is slimming, though.
Right.
So Glenn Beck predicting a bloodbath. It's going to be a bloodbath. Now, this... I heard this clip earlier, and I think I facepalmed at one point. There's so much going on in this shit. We don't play this guy that often, mainly because, God, I mean, he's such a batshit crazy asswipe. This is the guy, I believe he's still being banned from Britain. This is Michael Savage.
Oh,
Michael
God.
Savage, who talks like this from New York.
He's horrendous. You know, when we drive across country, there's a portion when we're in the desert, and I swear to God, the only thing that comes in on the AM station is this.
Yeah.
On the AM dial, it's just Michael Savage. He's an asshole. He's a fucking loser.
Yeah, this is spectacular.
It's so mean.
So here's Michael Savage talking about the election, and specifically, he's taking on vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine.
Perfect.
There's a soundbite of this weirdo, Kaine, the Kaine Mutiny Court Martial. Kaine came out of...
What does that mean?
I don't know.
The Kaine Mutiny Court Martial. Kaine. Yeah, okay. First of all, it was spelled differently,
right?
I think.
Other than the name sounding similar, is there anything that he connects that with? Or?
No.
Oh, okay.
He goes on to just
That's
shit
stupid.
On Tim Kaine.
There's a soundbite of this weirdo, Kane, the Kane Mutiny Court Martial. Kane came out of nowhere. No one knows why she picked him, except I do. This guy gave a speech that you must hear. I picked it up on InfoWars, Alex Jones's.
Oh, boy. I picked it up on InfoWars.
God, so Michael,
I got this tape on InfoWars.
We almost need a flowchart to see what right-wing nut job gets along with whom, you know? Like Glenn Beck is no friend of Alex Jones.
No, hate each other.
But Alex Jones is a friend of...
I don't think Glenn Beck plays with anybody really well.
Yeah.
I don't think many of... I don't think Rush Limbaugh plays with many of them.
He wants to be
well,
the
either.
Head cock in the Looney Hen House. Ugh.
Channel where he says that whites must become a minority to atone for racism. You have to.
Okay.
That's not true.
Well, this is. He's going to play the clip. And what you've just said is true. That you're going to hear this clip and you're going to be like, that's not what he said. That's not what he said.
It doesn't make any fucking
Yet,
sense.
Michael. Savage is about to play the clip and say, look, see what he said?
Boo!
And I don't know, I just, you got to hear it. I'm like, that's not what he said.
Well, the listening comprehension, you know, of his
audience. Racism. You have to listen to this, and I want to ask you something. Would you, as a white person, vote for a woman with this man a heartbeat away from the nuclear codes? Listen to clip 10.
And so notice this. This is full race he's going at. Would you, as a white person, vote for this woman with this guy a heartbeat away?
I've made my spiritual home in a neighborhood where we're
This
not-
is Tim Kaine. This is the bombshell tape
Tim
that
Kaine.
They unearthed over at InfoWars, and now this rat bastard has jumped on the bandwagon. Tim Kaine?
I mean, he usually sounds reasonable, right? I mean, he's a reasonable-sounding guy.
Spiritual home in a neighborhood where we're not segregated. In fact, we were... When we started there, one of a few white families in that church. It's now a very well-integrated church, but it was important to, especially I think the burden is on those of us who are in a majority, you know, Caucasians here. We got to put ourselves in situations where we're in the minority.
That's it.
What's wrong with that?
We got to put ourselves in situations where we're in the minority.
I mean, I understand that diversity is important.
He doesn't say... Let's exterminate 74% of the white people so they could be the minority in the country. He says we should put ourselves in these situations where we are the minority.
I could see how you could misunderstand Tim Kaine and think that if you were a fucking dickhead racist asshole.
Where do you get sound the alarms? They're coming for the whiteies out of that.
Tim Kaine sounds like a really nice guy, by the way. You know what I mean? Doesn't
right, yeah. And they've even said, even the right-wing nutjobs, except for this scum, have said, nobody in Congress will be able to say a bad thing about Tim Kaine. Maybe his policies.
Right, right.
But everybody, he's a nice guy.
Jeez.
Here, we got to put ourselves in situations where we're in the minority.
Now, watch out for grown men with squeaky voices. They're a stage voice. It's a throne voice. There are a few people in radio who use the stage voice in order to inveigle you into thinking that they're nice guys.
Tim Kaine speaks like that.
Yes.
It's fake. He's speaking like this so that everybody thinks he's a nice guy.
Well, I mean, it works.
But big men like me, Michael Savage, I talk like this, so I got big balls hanging down here. Right.
Unlike Trump's statue. I mean, I don't know. I think Tim Kaine's a nice guy, but maybe he's fooling me with that. That vocal
He's
trick.
Inveigling you.
I was going to bring that up. I just thought I heard something wrong. What in
I the... mean, he's gonna. They're trying to inveigle you.
What is that? Is that a word? What does that fucking mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Inveigle?
Yeah. It means...
Inveigle.
Cheat or... I don't know how you spell it.
I will not be inveigled.
To persuade through deception or flattery.
Oh, okay. Jeez. I didn't know that existed.
Yeah, it's a great word.
Terrifying.
They want to inveigle you. But who? Listening to
Who's they?
Michael Savage.
Oh, lunatics.
They're going to be walking around and go, Michael Savage said that Hillary Clinton wants to fucking inveigle me.
Everybody. People living in the middle of the desert with lots of guns dig this guy.
Right.
It's a throne voice. There are a few people in radio who use the stage voice.
It's a throne voice. It's a stage voice. Somebody off stage is speaking through Tim Kaine.
Jesus is.
Tim Kaine probably has a voice like this. Hi, oh, yes. I'm Tim Kaine. So they hire a voiceover, a ventriloquist.
Right.
To throw the voice. Hi, I'm Tim Kaine.
I mean, can't this be explained by the fact that, there's, you know, everybody's different in...
How desperate are these idiots?
I don't know.
They're going after... They're pulling up tape of Hillary Clinton making a joke about all the questions she's getting.
Oh, yes.
And she shakes her head. And they put it on a loop and say, dear God, she's got epilepsy.
Yeah, she sits with a pillow.
Yeah, Pillowgate yesterday. They've come up with a few pictures of her doing various interviews where she puts an extra pillow behind her back. I don't know. Maybe her back hurts from sitting and standing all day.
Marlon Hale, bitch.
Unreal.
Yeah. And then poor Tim
Kaine. And this guy's saying Tim Kaine wants to dart all of the white people and sprinkle them liberally throughout the ghetto. Oh,
absolutely.
Where they're the minority.
Does Tim Kaine have to go home to his kid and explain to him, hey, listen. Listen, Junior, I don't, this voice is real. I haven't been lying to you your whole fucking life.
His kid's in Iraq.
Oh,
right now.
Well, okay, I guess not. Oh, that's right.
In order to inveigle you into thinking that they're nice guys, this guy is a vampire. He is a vampire who hates his own race. Oh. He is a vampire who wants to enslave you by turning you into a minority in your own country.
Listen to this shit. I mean, they want to enslave you by turning you into a minority in this country. The gloves are off.
Right. I mean, not
and
only...
the hoods are on.
Yeah, man.
And,
not
and,
only...
And the face masks of the hoods are off. They're now proudly not hiding their faces. Yeah, they're making it... If you don't vote for Trump, the black and the brown are going to take over and they're going to fuck your daughters.
It's hopeless when you listen to this guy.
Terrifying.
I mean, giving... You know what? We talked about it before. Just because you afford people certain rights, it's not you're not taking anyone's you're not taking anyone's rights and you're not giving them to other people. It doesn't work like that, right?
Oh, it's not a bowl full of rights that you you can tap out.
We're not going to run out of rights.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like fossil fuel. They're rights. Yeah. I
asked somebody on a thread today
about
guns. About all the rights, you know, when are we going to get our rights back? And I was like, please list the gun rights that you have lost.
You haven't lost
in the last 7 years.
Jesus
Kindly
Christ.
List, please.
Yes.
And we've heard, surprisingly, we've heard nothing back.
Cue the crickets.
Michael Savage, I've got another clip here. So that was him going after Tim Kaine. Oh, wait, there's a few more seconds.
In your own country. Is that who you want in the White House? I don't.
Okay.
Let us take it.
So, is that who you want in the White House? Is someone who hates his... Didn't he say he hates his own race?
Oh, yeah. He hates Whitey. You didn't read that?
Wait, right here. He said something about...
Western civilization. It's Western white people at the highest reaches of the progressive movement. I can name every...
Oh, wait. That's the next clip that I want to play, in fact. Let me start this one over. This is Michael Savage continuing.
God.
He got a call, I guess, and the caller talks about, I don't know exactly what they're referencing, but it kind of doesn't matter.
Let us take another couple of quick calls here. WMALD from Washington, D.C. comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Savage, you were spot on with those questions. Ugh. You asked him things that all of us out here want to hear the answers to. And the most important thing that I heard him mention was the forgotten ones, the forgotten Americans. That's us and our children and even our parents. You know, there's just so much ground to cover here. And
so I don't know who he was talking to, but the forgotten ones.
Oh, yeah. The white people.
Well, it's funny you should mention that.
You know, there's just so much ground to cover here. And I hope he does so, and I hope he's bold.
I love what you just said, the forgotten people, but listen to what that guy Kaine said about you, the forgotten people. You mean the white people, don't you? You want to be more specific?
There you go.
You mean the hardworking family, the white family, the Christian family, the Jewish family, the white family that is targeted by...
Well, not the Jews.
Oh, Hillary Clinton and Kaine, who says you have to become a minority in your own country to know what they're suffering. Is that the right thing to say?
You know, it's that toss away to the Jews, by the way. The white, the hardworking white family, the white family, the Christian family, the Jewish family, the, you know, they grudgingly toss the Jews in there.
What would Michael Savage say to the fact that we've had our first black president in history?
He's not happy about that at all.
And then we just got through a whole year of just all these scandals with the police department. We're kind of getting an idea of like what the institutional racism is like in law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
And it's insane.
No, you hate cops.
Oh, yeah.
You hate your own race.
Jesus.
Targeted by Hillary Clinton and Kane, who says you have to become a minority in your own country to know what they're suffering. Is that the right thing to say?
Yes, it is. It's the reality of it.
Wait, what is? You mean you should become a minority in your own country?
No, is that the exact opposite? I mean, what Kane said is so wrong. And Trump needs to highlight that because that's a con.
What he said is still warm. Trump needs to highlight it. Look at Tim Kaine wants to make you hang out with Negroes.
Oh, my God. Imagine if Tim Kaine wanted me to hang out with you. I'd kill myself.
Tim Kaine said the same thing that we say all the time. Go hang out with other people
that aren't like you.
Right. And
see, and have a fuller life. You gain empathy.
No one's mandating it. He said, I've always felt that you're better off that you should go hang out. So, or what did he say? Somewhere where you're the minority or something like that. He didn't say, we're going to have soldiers come and drag you out of lily white suburbia into the inner city and drop you in the middle of Martin Luther King Drive with a bottle of water and an Oreo.
I mean, it's just
survive.
It's like he's saying, you know, go out and live. Go out and experience a life that you don't know. Hang out with people that might have a different background. Walk in other people's shoes.
Be the non-privileged majority for once.
Oh, wait. Fuck you.
That's exactly what this woman is saying.
Jeez.
No.
I don't want to do that.
What do you mean? I don't want to be the minority in my country.
I'm not giving away any of my rights.
How hard did this woman work for her country?
Oh, yes. Very hard. Who knows?
Wrong. And Trump needs to highlight that because that's a contrast between being right and wrong. And the left is wrong and the right is right.
Well, to me, it's a matter of survival. And the fact is everything I have, I worked for from the time I was 5 years old. And I'm not giving it away. I pay over 55% of my income in state, federal, and local taxes. How much more do they want me to pay? 150%?
By the way, I want to see his tax returns.
Yeah. And you can't have 150% of anything technically. You can only have 100%.
If he makes $30 million a year, he should be paying 55% taxes.
Yeah.
Until I'm living in the gutter? I'm not going to live in the gutter. And I'm telling you, there's a war coming in this country. They're not taking my gun and they're not taking any more of my money. I've had enough of this crap. And I don't think I'm alone. And I think that Donald Trump...
There you go. He's about to say it. This is the Trumpalo. This is the single brain cell of the Trumpalo.
But there's no war. He's...
I'm white. I'm angry.
It's manufactured, though.
Right.
No one's coming for his fucking gun.
At all.
Obama has not come for his gun. Hillary Clinton is not going to come for Michael Savage's gun.
No, maybe we'd like a background check or two.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe we don't need high-capacity magazines. Maybe we don't need machine guns.
Right.
You're coming for my rights.
Yeah.
You're okay, boo.
There's no war. White people, a war on white people. There's no war on white people.
I did see on one of the stories, I saw some comments. There's a healthy number. I hope things don't hit the fan. I hope things don't get ugly. I don't see Trump playing the role of calming the masses after he loses.
That's not his thing.
Do you see him being magnanimous? He probably won't even call to concede.
Fuck no.
She stole the election. Fuck her. I'm not calling her to concede.
He's not conciliatory, and he's not going to do... He's only going to do what he wants to do.
And people like this Savage dude, I mean, he's not going to, but there's going to be a tiny percentage of unhinged, tattooed, roided up masses that Trump appeals to And they're going to want to get some blood.
Right.
And things are going to get ugly.
I mean, we've talked about this. I mean, this is the end of the white patriarchy, right? But black president, now we're going to have a female president.
And frighteningly, there's some angry libs out there, too, who I saw some comments on one story where some of the libs are like, bring it. I've been waiting to get some conservatards in my crosshairs.
No,
I was
like, no, that's not
what we're talking about here, guys.
Go to your pharmacy and get your prescription filled and have a.
Yeah.
Go get stoned and watch Netflix.
Good.
We don't want a war.
Bring the conservatards. No.
We just want them to shut the fuck
up.
Yeah,
yeah. Everybody be happy.
Right.
No, stop killing each other.
No, we don't need any of this
like
shit.
Like the guy who commented on the cop story about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's about time that it's one for one, a dead cop for every dead person. And we're like, no. That's the problem.
That's some Taliban shit. There's no eye for an eye. We don't want that. Well,
right. Here's some more of Savage. This is scary shit.
Done, and they're not taking any more of my money. I've had enough of this crap. And I don't think I'm alone. And I think that Donald Trump represents the last great savior of Western civilization.
Oh, fucking Christ.
God, he must be. Is he high?
He is the last great savior for civilization.
He is the last one. Is he like. Predicted.
Tiny-handed little comb-over, spray tan, privileged, failed, upward billionaire.
So he's Savage is turning this guy into somebody who's prophesized about.
Huh.
Is
Trump becoming the cult of Trump? They're going to peel
in the Bible?
Off. The Trumpian cult is going to peel off. This is some Hitler-ish. I hate to Godwin, but God damn it. They're speaking of him now like some sort of hero figure, some sort of God figure.
Is he the second coming of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord?
Oh, he's obviously.
I mean, is he? I'm just wondering. I don't know how you'd nail those tiny little hands to the cross.
Way into turning the orange cheek.
Oh, sure.
Western civilization. Let me be very clear. There's a battle for Western civilization going on now. You've got world civilization. You've got Islamic supremacy. And you've got those attacking white people around the globe. And
Islamic.
I don't know what to say. You've got those attacking white people around the globe. Who is the number one? What religion has the number one body count? What ethnicity has the number one body count from ISIS? Their own people. They kill Muslims mostly. They recently bombed the shit out of that. The place in Saudi Arabia killing hundreds of Muslims.
This is insane.
You fucking asshole.
Good God.
They're killing white people around the world.
Oh, my God.
He's on regular radio. They gave call signs, W something, something, something. How is this? I mean, I know we got freedom of speech. I'm just saying, is this allowed? But from a commercial standpoint, how is this allowed?
Like, you're saying how. How do you run a media corporation or radio station? You're like, oh, yeah, we're going to.
How is social media hellfire not raining down on this radio station? I guess they're busy with the Stop Rush, which has kind of worked. Did you see the news about his new contract?
No.
I'm going to have to call that up now. It happened, I think it was a couple of weeks ago. But
right.
He came out with a quiet announcement that he's staying on. But I think the insiders were like, he's staying on for nothing. Like he's
just to stay relevant,
I guess, or whatever. Like he's not getting paid, or I don't know. I'll look it up. I don't have the specifics.
Because he's a liability on these radio stations.
While we play the end of this Michael Savage clip, fuckwad.
White people around the globe, and guess who's running the war against Western civilization? It's Western white people at the highest reaches of the progressive movement. I can name every last one of them because there's not too many of them.
Oh, so it's a handful of evil, elite white people.
Yes.
I'm willing to bet one name is Soros.
Okay.
That he could name. I could name them all that are inciting the race war.
Right.
So it's really the liberals who are the cause.
Oh, of course, dude. Duh.
It's Western white people at the highest reaches of the progressive movement. I can name every last one of them because there's not too many of them. I think you know the names. These are people who've made their billions and trillions off your back. And what they want to give you back in return is a scorched earth. Back in a minute.
What they want to give you a scorched earth.
God, he's so dramatic.
Yeah.
I mean, he's good at what he does, obviously, riling people up. Scorched earth.
Be afraid of the blacks.
Good God.
It's that simple.
This is, it's always like
it's
this,
so
dude. Every year there's a war on fucking Christmas because, you know, Starbucks doesn't put Jesus nailed to the cross in the cup. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but this is a new level of mainstreaming of these views. Like, it's okay to be a fucking racist. That this anti-PC bullshit really means, how dare you make me cover my face while I'm wearing my white hood?
Right.
So now we should be able... there's a story. David fucking Duke again came out and said that, well, basically, my views are becoming mainstream. No.
See, I don't think that's true. I think people like David Duke... I mean, David Duke benefits from the fact that he lives in Louisiana. And I don't know. That is disturbing. You're right. I don't know.
God, there was a story last week. Former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke has more black voter support than Donald Trump.
What publication ran that? I mean, good God. That's for his, hilarious.
Notorious KKK, former KKK leader, has a 14% approval rating among black voters for his U.S. Senate run. What is wrong with that 14%,
by the way? I'm proud to announce my candidacy.
They must not know who the fuck he is. That's the only explanation. You can't ask. There's no... there. It would be 0% because they must not know that he is a Klan person.
Yeah. Do you approve of David Duke? Sure.
That should be 0%.
He had a 14% approval rating among black voters, but the... Oh, my God. In among black voters there, 1% approval for Donald Trump.
1%.
And then they go on to mention in key battleground states like Ohio and Pennsylvania, Trump actually polled at 0.
Ooh.
So there we go. So even in fucking Louisiana, the former KKK, Grand Poobah, has a higher percentage approval rating than Donald J. He's...
Jeez.
I don't... I want to play this other clip maybe later of Eric Bolling. This is...
No,
goddammit.
From the...
But this is Schadenfreude again. This
from
is...
From Fox.
This is Bathe in Butthurt Tears.
Oh, yes.
Of Eric Bolling. They're losing their minds. You got... O'Reilly's losing his mind every night and doing his talking points memo. I don't understand why this is happening. Hannity...
He's doing stories about Hillary coughing.
Off the rails. And when he's called out on it, he's... flailing around.
Yeah,
pipsqueak. That pipsqueak.
We played that
CNN
yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, butthurt, little whiny bitch.
God, guys.
Grow
up.
And they're losing their minds. And now Eric Bolling, right in that white lunkhead, privileged fuckwad wheelhouse.
Oh, yes.
Even on, I'll pull the clip, but even on whatever ridiculous show he was on.
Right.
He was on a panel.
Okay.
And pretty much the rest of the panel was like, dude, look at the polls. Trump's going to lose. And he's like, he is not. I can't believe you believe the lamestream media. Look at all his Facebook likes.
Right.
Look at all. And at one point, one of the other right wing nut jobs on the panel was like, look, I'm not going to lie to people, which I found
bullshit.
Hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's like, look, I'm not going to lie to people and tell them that Trump's going to win. Look at these are the real actual numbers.
It's math.
And Bolling's like, it's spectacular.
What is the interest in Eric Bolling pretending that he, I mean, do you think he's pretending that he thinks Trump's going to win or he's not going to get?
I think they really believe it. I think their tiny little minds can't wrap around the fact that not everybody is a racist like them.
Now, see, that makes sense. What you just said, that makes sense. They can't believe that their dipshit, racist, xenophobic views are in the minority.
Right.
That makes total sense.
And they're losing the privilege, and they're screaming and scrabbling and crying and tantruming in the corner.
They're never going to buy into it. It's like, right. You know, that's a problem. Obama's presidency was never legitimate because he was from Kenya, right?
Well, back one step because he's black.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They just found that as an excuse to try to delegitimize him.
And Hillary's a big old bitch with her emails in Benghazi, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, if both of his parents had been born in St. Louis and he was born in St. Louis, it would have been something else that they would have tried to find to delegitimize him somehow. Right? Yeah. Right?
Doesn't matter.
He's an Aquarius and they're flighty.
And therefore he is black.
So, yeah, I don't know why I brought that. Oh, because I saw that headline about David Duke, but that was from last week. But David Duke, again, recently was like, well, yeah, of course the Trump people like me.
Oh, yeah.
So, also ringing in.
Hello.
On, I guess, let's play a quiz.
Okay.
Let's have a quiz.
Oh, I love this.
Let me ask you, Ryan. Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
Kate, hand me my thinking cap. Quit chewing on it.
Over at,
I mean, if the gays want to go out and do their gay sex, that's one thing.
Over at Pat Robertson 700 Club,
where are they going over to do this gay sex?
Gaseous balls, kissing cousin. Oh. Hey, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible says a problem about marrying first cousin.
He's worried about gay sex, but on the other hand, you can, you know, fool around with your family members. Jeez.
Over at the 700 Club, Pat Robertson is ringing in on the Hillary health, I was going to say issue, right. Non-issue that's being fabricated by the assholes on the right.
You know, it's funny because if you watch the 700 Club, they, I mean, it's like a normal, it's like a normal morning news show on TV, except it's very Jesus-y, of course. But they also do the weather, and Pat also rings in on like a health statement, a segment. Like he'll say normal things like, hey, eat bran, you got to drink a lot of water, you got to exercise and all that other shit. So, I mean, you know, he does. I mean, I'm not saying he's an authority to talk about Madam Secretary's health.
I see.
I don't know.
You don't think he's a qualified physician?
No, but he does say things every now and then that
But do you think? Do you think which side do you think he's going to be on? Do you think he's going to be on the okay? This is because there's some even right wing nut jobs who have been saying, okay, look, this health thing is crazy.
I'm going to
talk about her issues. Talk about her health. Don't talk about her hair. Don't talk about she just had a seizure.
I'm going to say that Pat Robertson is going to say, don't talk about her health. Because they're similarly, they're the same age, aren't they? And he's going to say.
Oh, I think Pat's got 10 or 12 on her. Yeah.
He's going to say it's ageist that they're making fun of her health.
Think he'll jump on?
No, fuck it. He's jumping on. Fuck it.
What's your final answer?
Jumping on.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah.
You know, I watched this Drudge report, and they're making a big deal of the fact that Hillary Clinton may have hit her head somewhere in the along the way, and that she's got some neurological impairment.
So he starts off okay.
God damn
starts
it.
Off like he's saying
neurological impairment.
I was out in that Drudge report, and they're making a big deal. It almost sounds like he's saying, "Well, that's just not something they should They should be doing." Unfortunately, that's not exactly where he ends up.
And then they had Dr. Drew, who's the man that advised.
Yeah. By the way. Dr. Drew, what is fucking going on with Dr. Drew? Did you hear about this at all?
No, I have no idea.
Dr. Drew is ringing in.
Yes.
On the...
Well, he's a lib, right?
On the there might be something wrong with Hillary.
Are you kidding
bandwagon.
Me?
He said that he's... I heard a clip, but I'm not going to play it. I'm just going to tell you basically what he said. He said that the letter that they released... where it said that she had hypothyroidism and was treated with this, and that she had this and was treated with Coumadin, and she had this at one point and was treated with this. He said that there's something going on because these are like 1950s remedies that they're using.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, this is a guy that made a lot of money exploiting people that are sick.
He said in an interview that he wants the medical, her complete medical record released. He said that if they have a hypothyroidism and she had that transverse sinus thrombosis, which was that blood clot.
Yes.
He said it essentially guarantees somebody has something wrong with their coagulation system. He said, you got to wonder.
Oh, God.
About what's going on.
Her coagulation system is fucked.
But if, fascinatingly enough, coming to, we'll get back to Pat in a second.
Yes.
Coming to her aid with this issue and saying this should not be an issue.
Right.
Quote, with all due respect to television doctors, when you have a doctor who's never seen the patient, they begin to give you a complicated, fancy-sounding analysis based on what? I mean, I would be very cautious. I would recommend to doctors for professional reasons to be very cautious before you start analyzing people. Newt Gingrich.
Right.
Newt Gingrich was telling Dr. Drew...
Oh, my God.
Not to analyze and diagnose Hillary Clinton.
So wait a second. Newt Gingrich is on the right side of the issue, and Dr. Drew's on the wrong.
We have eaten the cookie that says, eat me.
Yes.
And we have now gone through the looking glass and are in bizarro fucking world because Drew Pinsky is losing his mind and jumping on the Helther bandwagon, the Hillary Helther bandwagon, and fucking Newt Gingrich is defending Hillary.
What interest does Dr. Drew have to come out on the odd side of this? Because shit like this is going to turn off. Like he's like Donald Trump, right? He has a reality show.
But what if he's one of those libertarian libs? You know what I mean? Like social issues, gay people, health care, maybe stuff like that. But maybe he's one of these alleged fiscal conservatives or something. I don't know what's happening.
Because his whole business, what he does supposedly when he's not exploiting sick people to make, you know, for ratings on television, the idea of he runs a recovery program where you treat addicts like patients that have a disease and you show compassion for them because they're quote unquote sick. So you want to get them better.
Right. Make sure you get that camera on them when they're vomiting into their drawer in the bedroom.
He's a fucking whore. You know what I mean? He's a fucking sellout. Fuck him. Fucking stupid. You gotta wonder. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't really know what's going on. He said he talked to some other doctor, some endocrinologist or something else who agreed with him that these treatments are, that this isn't right. Like Coumadin. He said, why would you treat the Secretary of State and, you know, somebody who's going to be the leader of the free world possibly with something, she was Secretary of State at the time, with something we used 40 years ago. He listed like three or four other drugs.
But he's a fucking doctor. Shouldn't he know that maybe he doesn't have the whole fucking story?
I can't tell you.
We don't know.
Yeah.
What, by the way, I'd like to hear him psychoanalyze Donald. What would he say about Donald Trump and his fucking behavior?
Well, and meanwhile, before we get back to Pat, this is relevant. There's a lot of talk about these doctor's letters going on, and we never, I don't know that we ever really covered this. This letter sent from the alleged doctor of Donald Trump.
Right.
You know, they don't have to release their medical records. They do have to have a health disclosure from their physician.
Right.
Basically a letter that says, you know what, everything's fine, or here's maybe a couple issues. What, you know, exactly what we heard about her. She had this, we treated it with that. She's got allergies. She takes this for allergies, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Here's a copy of the letter. Jacob Bornstein, MD, and Harold N. Bornstein... in New York, there's a address, phone number, fax number, email, which is a Gmail address.
Okay.
And then www.haroldbornsteinmd.com, which if you have www.haroldbornsteinmd.com, why are you using Gmail?
Right. Why don't you use the Gmail address? Email from your domain.
Exactly. HaroldBornsteinMD.com existeth not.
Oh, it's bullshit.
It's a dead site. Doesn't work. So the letter is dated December 4th, 2015. And you just picture Donald sitting and fucking writing this. Remember, he's got a history. He pretended to be his own publicist. Remember
that? He's on tape calling
like
shows.
Like in the 80s, calling people. I forget what the fake name is. John Barron. Oh, my God. I remember John Barron was one of them.
He doesn't even disguise his voice.
Only because his kid's name.
He doesn't disguise his voice, so do you remember?
No, remotely. And fabulous and things like that. And, he fucked so many broads. He would call.
He's not trying.
And talk about how much vagine Donald was getting.
Bonkers. I don't know what to say to that.
And at one point he admitted it. And then now he doesn't admit it anymore.
Right.
So he's got a history of pretending, of pretending to be someone else.
He's a liar.
But listen to the verbiage of this letter.
Yes.
That was sent. To whom it may concern. I have been the personal physician of Mr. Donald J. Trump since 1980. His previous physician was my father, Dr. Jacob Bornstein. Over the past 39 years, I am pleased to report that Mr. Trump has had no significant medical problems. Mr. Trump has had a recent complete medical examination that showed only positive results.
Okay.
Which is weird language.
I mean, it's a very odd language because, for instance, if you had an AIDS test done, you might not want a positive result.
I don't
want
that one to be positive, yeah.
No.
Actually, his blood pressure, 110 over 65, and laboratory test results were astonishingly excellent.
Oh, okay. So he's a super person. Astonishingly.
Over the past 12 months, he has lost at least 15 pounds.
Bullshit.
Mr. Trump takes 81 milligrams of aspirin daily and a low dose of statin. His PSA test score, that's for the prostate.
Through the roof.
Is 0.15. Very low. His physical strength and stamina are extraordinary.
Oh, my God. This is Donald fucking Trump.
He extraordinary physical stamina and strength, Ryan.
He's not even trying anymore. He's trying to lose this election. He's fucking around.
Mr. Trump has suffered no form of cancer. Why would you? If you said he's had no significant medical problems and that he's he urinates the elixir of life.
A significant medical problem would be cancer, right?
They would have been covered, right?
It would be significant.
He has suffered no form of cancer, has never had a hip, knee, or shoulder replacement, or any other orthopedic surgery.
Why would you enlist hip, knee, or shoulder? Now it makes me think that Donald Trump maybe has had
hip,
knee, and or shoulder replacement.
His only surgery was an appendectomy at age 10.
Okay.
His cardiovascular status is excellent.
All right.
He has no history of ever using alcohol or tobacco products. That's supposed to be true. He never drank. This my favorite. And maybe the first part was written by some doctor, Jacob Bornstein. Maybe not.
Oh,
but
God.
This last sentence, this closing sentence.
A doozy.
If elected, Mr. Trump, I can state unequivocally, will be the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency.
Come the fuck on.
He's the healthiest.
Come the fuck
Teddy Roosevelt
on.
Wrestled bears on weekends and bench pressed trains.
Sure.
But Trump, no.
What
the
about
healthiest
that?
Individual yeah, ever. Yeah. Ever elected to the president.
Well, I mean, we've seen a likeness of him naked with zero clothes in Central Park. I mean, looks like he could stand to lose a few lbs. No offense.
Obama, 50.
Right.
50 years old-ish.
Plays basketball.
Yeah.
Smoked
a tiny bit.
But
this guy's far, 20 years on him, far
Donald Trump's got a big
healthier.
Old, he's got a big ol' ass.
Quote, will be the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency.
Yeah, with his hands.
Believe me.
So wait a second. You're telling
Bigly.
Me this letter was fabricated by Donald?
I and have he, no somebody, evidence of that.
But why fucking make, why include an email address that doesn't exist and everybody knows you can check it easily? Is that stupid?
Well, and is there any vetting process?
And a Gmail?
Like, is there a legal vetting process of, actually, I don't even know that there's a law that says that the president has to, people running for president have to disclose their health. I don't even know if that's a law. But
I mean, I thought you had to, but it's just something there I may always be, there may assumed.
Be. There may be, but is there a vetting? Like, do they get the letter?
Oh, and examine it?
And then make sure it's not a big bullshit fest.
Well, we don't see. Now, we're saying this sounds like it's not true. No one's vetted
this,
right?
He will be
right?
the most, the healthiest individual ever?
Oh, my God. That's so ridiculous.
Ever. I can state unequivocally
healthy
that Trump will be the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency. Signed. Well, now, wait a second.
What?
It says it's signed Harold Bornstein, but the letter says my father. Oh, my father was Jacob. Okay. Harold is the writing.
Right.
Father was Jacob.
Okay.
Harold signs it. Department of Medicine.
It's still fucked
section
up.
Of Gastroenterology, Lenox Hill Hospital, New York, New York.
Okay.
I mean, I'm assuming the guy exists. I mean, if it's a completely fictional person.
Has anybody contacted this guy to see if maybe.
Well, they looked on his website's down. But I think he exists. I think
why don't they go to this hospital and look him up?
I think we would have found out if he didn't exist. But it's shady.
Is Donald this mentally ill? I mean, it seems like he says things that are total lies that, you know, people are going to figure out he's lying all the time. And he does it over and over again. He wants to get caught?
I don't know.
It's fucked up,
man. I don't know. Pat Robertson, we went off
yes.
a little sidetrack here. Well, you're talking about mental stability. Pat Robertson ringing in on the Hillary Clinton health.
And then they had Dr. Drew, who's the man that advises people on sex matters. I guess that's his claim to fame. But anyway, he says she's taking substance that is causing confusion. So I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm sure the Republicans before long will be calling. You know, she's asking Trump to show his tax returns, and they're going to be saying, well, you better show your medical returns.
They have been saying that. They've been.
Jesus
over
Christ.
On Breitbart, Pat, they've been saying
right.
that for a long time.
There's plenty on your side. He's barely making his point and getting through this show. I mean, how much longer does he have on air as a television personality? I mean, it's like.
Terry's sitting next to him, by the way.
What's she doing?
She hasn't said anything yet.
You better show your medical returns. If the truth is, look, you talk about a conspiracy. Dear me, what a summer. It's this heat's getting to all of us. But just think of that. If indeed she has a health issue that disqualifies her from being president, what do the Democrats do? They put Biden in? Is that?
I don't know.
They're certainly not going to put Tim Kaine in as their number.
Terry's like,
God.
I don't fucking know.
It really is. It's like we're in Bizarro World. They're talking about what if Hillary Clinton gets disqualified and can't run for president?
Yeah, so now he's jumping on saying, well, you know, I don't know if this is true, but if it is, what are they going to do? They going to put Biden in there?
Right. Oh, my God. Imagine if the Democrats found out they had a president who is extremely racist, supported by the Klan, could have been involved in a child rape scandal.
Certainly I can put Tim Kaine in as their number one man. He's okay as a vice president, but he's not coming in. So who would it be? So Joe Biden was on the scene yesterday, I believe, the day before. And he may be coming up. I mean,
I say, if none of this happens, it makes great fodder for a novel.
Does it? I mean, it's crazy. I mean,
God, it makes great fodder.
It's not crazy because it's not happening.
For a novel.
It's not true.
It's total fucking bullshit.
He's like, it's crazy. Yes, it's crazy from your side, and it ain't true. So to speculate on the enfeebled Hillary Clinton is bullshit because she ain't.
You know, I kind of get why she doesn't want to comment on shit like this because...
But they did yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They finally decided to respond a little bit to it because they're worried about the Swift boating. It worked.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's disgusting.
Sadly. I mean, not that he was that great of a candidate
but
to begin
still,
with, but John Kerry...
That's bullshit.
There was a series of some PAC, Super PAC, put out commercials basically questioning the validity of John Kerry earning his medals in Nam. I guess they found a couple of guys who fucking hate Kerry and are right-wing nut jobs now that served with him and were willing to just shit on him and lie and say he didn't deserve the medals he did. Meanwhile, everybody else corroborated his account, everyone's accounts.
That is heinous. It is completely heinous.
But it was enough. The vile subhumans of the right seized upon it. And you'll still see in comments, oh, you mean the guy with the fake medals?
Oh, my God. You're right. She has to address it or else eventually it's going to be true,
and it became
right?
a thing, and they think that it, you know, maybe a percentage point or two, it might have affected dumb people who, independent voters who, you know, maybe thought, well, there must be something to this John Kerry lying about his military record.
I mean, what is it? Is it that, you know, they went after Obama not being from Kenya and not being from America. See, that being from Kenya because he's black, right? They go after his heritage because he's not a white guy.
Right.
So why the sick thing?
They have nothing else.
Yeah.
They can't. I was going to say they can't do the woman thing, but they do as much as they
can. Is this the
really
woman thing? The idea that the female is the weaker sex and maybe she's more likely to be sickly than Trump. I don't know. Can't be age.
He's older.
Right.
Well, even though he's the most perfect specimen to ever walk the face of the earth.
See, that's a clear fact. Trump is older than Hillary.
Yes, by a couple years.
But what do people think on the right? I wonder if they believe it's the other way around. And if they do, it doesn't matter. It's a fact.
Dr. Harold Bornstein, Ryan, says that Trump is the healthiest individual.
Oh, yeah. Why not an AOL address,
ever?
Donald? Why didn't you just give him a fucking AOL address?
This whole thing is absolutely crazy. They're calling on Trump to resign, and Trump's saying, no, you resign. But if she has indeed some kind of a blood clot, and you know, the thing said, well, she was in a house, and she grabbed to this railing, and she grabbed to this chair, and she grabbed to this other thing to hold up and steady herself, and you've got two Secret Service men keeping her from slipping on the ice.
I saw something. The new one is that they've got picture proof that one of these Secret Service dudes is actually a medic of some sort that follows her around with a pen of, I don't know, some diazepam maybe.
Oh, yeah,
or something.
Yeah, it is diazepam.
And anti-seizure medicine. And they've got a picture of them, of Hillary and the entourage walking down some tunnel or something, and he's got something in his hand, and they zoom way in.
Good God.
And they swear that it looks exactly like a diazepam pin. We have proof.
Yes. Well, this is going to sound crazy. Maybe it's just a pin.
It could be
that you write with it. From time to time, you might have to write with a pin.
Oh, you Hillary bot.
Oh, I know. I'm a mincing little liberal. Jeez.
This is the level they're going to. When they should be going to, I mean, sane people would be saying, Hillary wants to kill babies.
Yeah.
Hillary wants to take us into more wars. You know, they could jump on that. Hillary is for free trade in this TPP, even though she's not now, but that's what Trump is saying.
You know,
they could go after her for Hillary wants to take your guns.
Can you remember another election where we haven't heard dick about anybody's policies about anything. Well, yeah, with Hillary and stuff during the campaign and the DNC.
Right.
We're just not hearing anything about what anybody wants to do.
She is, kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're right. We are.
And that's why we never watch her speeches.
Yeah, because they're
no offense, but we're not. It's not going to be fun. It ain't. You know, her speeches are going to be sane.
I'm definitely guilty
policy
of that.
Driven.
I would rather listen to Donald
speeches. Fuck yeah, I'd rather listen
He's
to Donald.
Nuts.
Terrifying that people think he should be president.
I mean, I'm not voting for the motherfucker.
Well, of course not.
I will watch him talk. It is. I mean, it's entertaining.
What else have I got here? Did you see the thing about Christie that's going on with Donald? Now there's a more shenaniganry being discovered that...
Is this related to Bridgegate?
No, this is the casino deal that Trump, by the time that when Christie became governor, that Trump had been battling for a long time already with the state, with the auditors and the lawyers in the yes. state for overdue taxes, back okay. taxes on his Trump casino or whatever, which right. whatever fucking casino it was. This is MSN. The total with interest had grown to almost $30 million. The state had doggedly pursued the matter through two of the casino's bankruptcy cases.
Oh, my God.
I don't have to pay my bills. And even accused the company led by Trump of filing false reports with the state casino regulators with the amount of taxes it pays. So they've got pending cases, right?
Right.
Suing him for the back taxes and investigating, accusing him of filing false reports.
Right.
Then Chris Christie took office.
Oh, shit.
The year after Chris Christie, a Republican, took office, they say the tone of the litigation changed. The state started offering settlements.
Oh.
In December 2011, after 6 years in court, out of the $30 million, the state agreed to about 17 cents on the dollar.
Oh, shit.
And agreed to $5
million. Wow, that's a lot less.
This is the same thing he did with, was it Exxon or
he just renegotiated.
Mobil, one of the oil companies got a massive $1 billion+ fine for some shenaniganry in the state, and then Chris Christie just like waved his magic wand
right.
and turned it into like $100 million.
His wand. Right. Why not? Jeez.
So they're saying that sometimes, you know, the tax people will settle for lesser amounts. But that this, because of the steep discount given in this case and the relationship between the governor
yes.
and the Donald, you know, Christie said they've been friends for a long, long time.
Right.
That now people are saying, wait a minute, this might be special treatment. Gee, do you think?
God damn it.
And we could maybe, it says the refusal by Trump to release his personal income tax has also become an issue.
Is this why Trump was dangling the VP for Christie? Was making him feel like maybe he was going to have him be his running mate? I don't know.
I think he's like the mob. He's got a few people that he trusts, and that's yeah. all he cares about. And if he trusts you, kind of doesn't care if you steer the ship into the iceberg. As long as
insane.
He'll go down with you, as long as he still trusts you.
God.
So now they're looking into that. They're looking into what Christie may have, that there may have been shenaniganry involved there, special treatment in giving him those tax breaks.
Jeez, you're so cynical. Wow. How could anyone connect those dots?
And then the little guy, some little business
oh, yeah.
who Trump bankrupted. And they couldn't pay their fucking taxes.
They're
you
fucked.
Think they're going to get a 17 cent on the dollar
oh,
settlement?
No.
No. Mortgage your house. Sell your car.
You're
That's
fucked.
What you got to do to Absolutely. Pay your taxes. Donald Trump files bankruptcy, and then his butt buddy
oh, yes.
gets to be governor and waves his tiny little sausage wand
God.
And makes $25 million go away.
Oh, God damn it. Everybody just start drinking.
It's all fair.
Yeah.
It's greatly fair, right?
Bigly.
Quite a fair system.
Oh, yes. The little guy gets fucked.
I'm going to save Jim Baker for tomorrow. We've got a little tomorrow, Faithless Friday,
oh,
ladies
man,
and gentlemen. 2
already?
To 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
I love me some Faithless Friday, baby.
We got a Jim Baker
oh, yes.
clip that's quite entertaining.
Is he still in the dehydrated soup biz? Still making soup?
Of course. That's why he's on the air.
Oh, God.
I don't think he's making enough from fleecing the ancient cows in his audience.
Yeah, you got.
I don't think there's enough of them.
I mean, selling that soup is fleecing. I mean, they determined that food he sells tastes like total garbage.
Horrible. Horrible. Breaking news.
Oh, shit.
Ryan. New York Parks and Rec has pulled down the naked Trump statue.
What the fuck? Can we not have any goddamn fun? Is it just a statue? Is that a real naked person?
All day, though, New Yorkers and tourists were given the opportunity to have their pictures taken with the naked, pot-bellied statue of Donald Trump in Union Square. City Parks and Rec workers finally carted it. The Guerrilla Art Project, they call it. G-U-E-R.
Jeez. Yeah, with I did it.
but apparently, they did it with a little snark.
Oh, yes.
Replicas of the statue popped up in multiple cities today. I wonder if we've got one here.
Oh, we have.
It says there is one here.
Where?
Statue showed up in San Francisco, Seattle, and Los Angeles.
Ooh, I want to go. Where the fuck is
picture
it?
Picture taken with the naked Trump. Referred to, they call it the Emperor Has No Balls. The statue of Trump is portrayed as a lumpy, overweight man with normal-sized hands but undersized genitals. The New York City Department, Parks and Rec Department, took their time removing the statue. They hauled it away. But
it's in Los Feliz.
Parks Department spokesman Sam Biederman.
Biederman.
Where at in Los Feliz?
It's at Vermont and Hollywood. There's that little bit of, it's not really green space, but there's that space where you can stand where.
We were just there the other day.
I know.
According to Gotham, that's the Gothamist website, the Parks Department spokesperson Sam Biederman gave a tongue-in-cheek reason for removing the statue.
Biederman.
Quote, New York City Parks stands firmly against any unpermitted erection in city parks, no matter how small.
Oh, shit. God, that's funny.
Congratulations.
Applause.
Yeah.
It's a good line. If you saw the penis on that statue, it's...
Applause and a horn.
Right.
So, yeah, sadly, at least the New York one was taken down.
God, that's so funny.
I wonder if it's still up over at Los Feliz.
I don't know.
Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, follow us on our all of our social medias. We're on Twitter, Instagram, at Crab Diving, and Facebook.com. We're about at 9,500 likes. We're rapidly approaching 10,000 likes, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for participating and sharing the crabs.
They showed it loaded into a truck, the Trump statue in Los Feliz, and I can't figure out
that
if
that means it's gone.
Well, it might have been arriving. They might have been delivering it.
Well, we'll find out. If it's still there and there's a way we can get over there, we'll try to get a picture of the naked Trump statue.
Hilarious.
Over there in the park in Los Feliz.
Wee.
We've only got about a minute left. There's another...
showing by fast.
It's good that they got rid of Manafort. There's a new thing about Manafort. They're saying that he was one of the ones who helped organize protesters over in Ukraine that threw rocks at U.S. troops.
Oh, my God. See, that's a tough one. You can't have your campaign manager involved in shenanigans like that.
And other reports that's are bad. Saying that they might be sniffing around him for felony charges, maybe.
Oh, shit. Hey, Paulie, you better fake your own death.
Some of this shit that happened.
Pull a Ken Lay.
A Ken Lay?
Yeah.
I wonder if, yeah, we talked about that for Trumpster, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is it possible, instead of losing bigly,
he's going to fake his own death?
I can't imagine. He likes the spotlight.
He loves life.
That's it for us.
Oh,
this
shit.
Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Time Coast. Don't forget, we're all over social media. Like I said, go to crabdiving.com to download past episodes or other episodes of this great show. Don't forget to listen to everything else. Tonight, a brand new Daily Upper Decker, which got fucked up last night, but tonight it should be okay. Brand new sparkling Daily Upper Decker sports podcast, 8 p.m. Pacific, streaming for you, and should be ready on iTunes tonight. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy. Find out where and when. Go to his website, radarcomedy.com. Go to his Twitter feed or his Instagram account at radarcomedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.